Our story begins at Raven and Mac's apartment. Raven, Blake, and Marty have just arrived and are talking with Rex.
Rex, where is he? Where's Mac?
He's upstairs with Hannah and Todd.
Oh my God, I have to see him!
Raven, maybe you should go in without Marty. At least at first.
You might be right. Can you hold him?
Of course.
Thanks. Now I have to get upstairs to my husband.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. At Windsor Academy, Stacy is at her locker when CJ and Dara walk up.
Hello, Stacy.
What do you two want?
You've been awfully quiet today, Stacy. And this is the first time we've seen you since the dance. Wasn't sure you were going to show your face around here again.
Oh, shut up, CJ! Did you just come over here to gloat?
No, we didn't. We were just walking by.
Yeah, we didn't even notice Mr. Endicott totally reject you. Really.
You little twit! I hate you!
Look, Stacy, we tried to warn you. Mr. Endicott was never going to go for one of his students. This isn't Degrassi, okay?
I don't even care about Mr. Endicott anyway. I have bigger problems to deal with.
Like what?
Like none of your business.
Fine. Excuse me for trying to be nice to you.
You call this being nice? Why don't you just save it for your new boyfriend?
CJ is not my new boyfriend, Stacy. We're just friends.
You think so? You better tell him that. Look at him. Can't you see how into you he is?
Be quiet, Stacy, you brat. Nobody believes a word you say anyway.
Just admit it, CJ. You are secretly in love with Dara. We all see it. Except for Dara herself.
Let's go, CJ. I've heard enough of the drama queen for one day.
Me too. Later, Stacy. Oh, and sorry about Mr. Endicott. That was a real bummer.
I'm gonna get you, you weasel!
At her apartment, Agnes has just finished cleaning and is about to sit down to watch television.
Finally, I have this place in order and my new easy chair is ready to go. Now I can watch all the season finales on my TiVo. Life is good. Ah, this feels so good. A nice, relaxing day and wondrous peace and quiet. Let's see. I think I'll start with Desperate Housewives. What? What the? Where the hell is that music coming from? Wait a minute. It's coming from upstairs. Grim.
At Raven and Mac's apartment, Raven has just entered the master bedroom and finds Mac sitting on the bed.
Oh, Mac. I can't believe it's really you.
Sweetie, everything is going to be all right now. I'm so sorry for what you've gone through. I thought you were dead and we were devastated. I know you've been through more trauma than a person ever should. We're going to get you the help that you need. We're going to make it through this like we have every other thing that's come our way. If we beat Alexander Jones, Evelyn Shoemaker, and Mandy Selleck, we can find a way to come out of this stronger than ever.
Can you hear me, Mac? And I know. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? You're in my heart, you're Mac? In my soul.
Rave? All I can't resist.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.